These Nuts.
Hey everyone, it's These Nuts. We are absolutely nuts about all things real estate. Whether you're buying, selling, or borrowing, we cover the topics that matter to you, and even the ones you didn't know you needed to be concerned with. We are your hosts,
Shane Hollenbach, nationally recognized mortgage lender,
and Jason Crittenden, one of the highest ranked realtors in all of Arizona.
Jason, why does that matter?
Well, because we have some advice, we have some experience, and we believe you should pay attention.
And do we have any promises?
We do. We'll keep it short and sweet. We'll pump out quality daily content covering real estate questions you've been dying to ask for about selling a home, buying a home, or how to get finance.
You have questions?
We have answers.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening to These Real Estate Nuts. We are back with another episode from a hotel room. I'm on the road.
Vacation, baby.
I'm on vacation out in San Diego with my family, and I've got Shane on the phone. He's Bluetoothed into the board. And
so real quick, Jason, you are not on the road. You used to be on the road back in the 90s.
Okay,
you are on vacation now.
Yeah, true that. So Shane's referencing, I used to play music, and so I used to play all over the world. And I'm not on the road, but I am on vacation out in San Diego, California. And so I got Shane over in Phoenix on the phone, and today we're going to talk about relationships and do they matter. That's a micro
I haven't
view.
Asked that.
That Yeah, well, you're going to say, yes, they do, and that's that.
Yes, they do.
that's a micro view of a macro view, which is you really want to hire a pro agent that does a lot of sales, a pro lender that does a ton of deals, because on the micro level, they know a lot of people. They've done so much business with so many people that they know the good, the bad, and relationships really do matter. Yeah, yep. Relationships really do matter. So, I'm going to talk about a story, if I can, about one of, I think Shane, you might've dealt with these folks, but I'm not going to say their name anyway. This is going to be a home warranty issue, which is an interesting topic. And maybe we can have a home warranty rep. Maybe we can get Sharp or a vet or someone on the line one day with us to talk to them about home warranties.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
So what happened was I had a client that we, helped them buy a house, and they had a home warranty, and, how do I say this? So I guess any insurance, let's just not say home warranty, but any insurance, I think their first job is to try to deny claims, if I feel like, at least.
Yeah.
To make a blanket statement. And then sometimes you have to kind of fight with people to get them to do the right thing, right? So these guys had an issue, and they called the home warranty company, and they said, they sent a guy out and basically found a reason why
It wasn't covered.
And this was a pretty big deal. This was like, it was close to $3,000, maybe more, this repair. And
so there are 3,000 reasons why it's not covered.
Oh, yeah. They had a big reason to say, no, this doesn't work. And so my clients reach out to me. This is about 3 years after, 2 or 3 years after the sale. Okay. So I've long been paid. And if you're an average agent, you probably don't even pick up that phone on this phone call. But of course, you know, I'm your guy for life. And so they had a problem, and I wanted to try to help them. And they told me the story about what's going on and how it's not. And so I told them, here's the deal. You know, I can't speak for the company itself, but I do know the local rep. And the local rep is awesome. Like, super awesome girl. Really on it. Super honest. And I don't know if she... you know, what kind of pool she has, but I'll reach out to her, tell your story, and see if there's anyone she can kind of lean on to maybe get them to say yes. And here's why they would do that is because A, we have a relationship of some sort, right? A business relationship. And this local rep might reach out to the powers that be and say, hey, look, this is one of the top agents in the area. We've declined one of his clients' deal. Like, this guy sends us a lot of business. We kind of want to say yes to them.
And he has a lot of influence.
Yeah. So, yep. I mean, I don't know, right or wrong, because I know there's some people might be listening to this and be like, oh, it's who you know. But, dude, right or wrong, like, sometimes it is who you know. And sometimes just because you have, you know, a relationship, you'll get a yes that other guys might get a no for.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. You just want to be with the guy that gets the yeses done, right? So they ended up doing a reverse. She reached out to me, and she said, "Hey, they're going to cover this. And my people about 30 minutes later texted me, goes, I don't know what kind of magic you just pulled, but they just reached out. This is after they went like from, let me talk to your manager, let me talk to your district manager. I mean, they went as high as they could.
All the motions.
And they were like, nope, 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 not covering. And then they're like, I don't know what you did, but they just called and said, hey, they did a total 180. And they said, they're going to cover it. And so they were ecstatic. Right. I don't know if you probably have stuff like that. Cause I mean, you know, virtually everyone in the industry over, so you've been around for so long. You ever have anything like this?
Yeah. I run into it actually quite often. I will.
Oh dude. I mean, you know, I just realized you've helped me get some of our mutual clients under contract because you know, certain listing agents that you've like kind of ran with for 15 or 20 years.
I've used my relationships over the years. I will never use my relationships with people to manipulate them.
It's just a good
like
word,
that.
Right? You just call and say, hey, man,
I mean,
I got a good client.
If I've got a good reputation, and I'm sticking my neck out there and I'm saying, hey, we already work together. We already work well together.
Yes.
My clients are incredible. We are, you know, and give them the truth. Let them know that they're working with the whole team and that we're going to make this easy. And you know that if I say that they're good, that it is going to go well. A lot of times people just want to work with other people that they know and they trust because, you know, that opposite agent, that listing agent that you're making an offer, usually when you and I work together, it's because mm-hmm. you've got the buyer.
Yeah.
And that listing agent, they could be super busy. So if they don't have to worry about this one, and they can, because they know we're in good hands, they know your reputation, they know me because we've worked together firsthand. That happens often.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Because like you've got a transaction manager, for lack of a better term for it. I have a transaction manager. People kind of know the reputation of both you and I and our team. And if they've done multiple deals with us, and then they get that, you know, we talked about in a couple episodes ago, that agent that doesn't even call, text, or they just send over an offer without like giving a heads up, and there's a lot of errors everywhere. They're like, dude, they're going to tell their seller like, hey, here's the difference. Agent one just floated an offer over, didn't even call to ask what's important. None of them, right? Agent number two has one of the best TMs in the business. She never lets anything fall through the crack. Meanwhile, Shane Hollenbeck's calling. Hey, man, dude, I've known you for 20 years. Like, how you doing, buddy? How's your family? Hey, by the way, this is a super solid buyer. You already know how my team works and how we work together. You can go worry about the other deals with inexperienced agents and lenders because you already know this one's on autopilot. This one's going to close. And that's music to the ears.
Value.
Yeah, there's music to the ears to the agent, which, of course, has some influence over their seller. And they'll say, hey, look, it's your offers. I'm going to present them to you. You pick which one you want. But I'm just letting you know right now, this guy's a pro. This guy's going to make your life easy. This guy over here is kind of a jerk, or he's not very good at his job, you know, and it's going to be probably a headache. So who do you want to go with? And
it's it goes even further. You know, obviously on your side, you've got a really strong alliance with home inspectors, right?
Absolutely.
And we both have strong alliances with people that do insurance,
property insurance, title, everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything.
I mean, title. We've had Megan and Chris on the podcast.
Yep.
I mean, they are keystones to our relationship.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's that. So, a lot of these episodes kind of circle back, folks. I know there's a lot of, good friends, there's common Joes, average Joes that just want to know about buying, selling, refinancing mortgages, that kind of stuff. But a lot of our episodes kind of just go back to like audit your circle of lenders or realtors, who you're going to hire, and just make sure that you're leaning towards the pro, not someone that you jive with that's just a buddy of yours, but you want to call a pro lender like Shane Hollenbeck or a pro realtor like Jason Crittenden, like in your market, wherever you're at. Go with the best because it really does make a difference.
And that's solid gold.
Yes. If you live in Arizona and you're looking to buy or sell or get a mortgage or refinance, we'd love to earn your business. Text loan to 602-975-2772 to reach Shane about buying or refinancing strategies. Text home
to Jason at 602-975-2772. If you're looking to sell or buy in Arizona, or if you need a referral for out of state from my expansive national network. Guys, thanks for listening. Catch these real estate nuts on the flip side.